Perek Chelek, which is discussing, going through the Dinim of Irini Dachas. Anchi Irini Dachas means that they worship Avodah Zorah, Alpi Pashtus. Normally one who worships Avodah Zorah gets Skilo, but all of the Chayvei Mises Bezna get Skilo. You don't destroy their property, their property goes Birusha to their Yorshim, whoever the Yorshim happened to be. Irini Dachas, that's an exception to the rule. Instead of giving them Skilo, you give them Sayif. It says in the Pasuk, Hakas, Hakas, Kal Yashvi, Rahi, Lefi, Chorev, says the fairy. Perek Chelek, which is discussing, going through the Dinim of Irini Dachas. Anchi Irini Dachas means that they worship Avodah Zorah, Alpi Pashtus. Normally, one who worships Avodah Zorah gets Skilo, but all of the Chayvei Mises Bezna get Skilo. You don't destroy their property. Their property goes Birusha to their Yorshim, whoever the Yorshim happened to be. Irini Dachas, that's an exception to the rule. Instead of giving them Skilo, you give them Sayif. It says in the Pasuk, Hakas, Hakas, Kal Yashvi, Rahi, Lefi, Chorev, says before we should give Sayif. And instead of Mamoinam going over Birusha to the children, so the din is that it says you have to burn down the whole city with all of the property of all of the people who live in the city. So the Mishnah gives some of the details. You have to have Medichim. You have to have Shnei Medichim, and the Medichim have to be men. It shouldn't be women, and it shouldn't be Ketanim before Bar Mitzvah. You have to have the Rav of the Yoshvi Ho'ir worship Avodah Zorah. It means more than 50%, less than 50%. Worship Tavid Zor is Nisht. And Halacha requires Daf Kishnei to Mahaswal Chalecha B'yechot. And the Mishnah says, Hachameres, I think we already did it, Hachameres Vagamelis, Averis Mimakam Lamakam. What do you do if you have people who are traveling through? They're there for business. They happen to be in the Irini Dachas just casually. And they did worship Avodah Zorah. They didn't worship Avodah Zorah. Are they mitzarev to be mashlim to make it more than 50% of the city worship Avodah Zorah? Or the faket, if they didn't worship Avodah Zorah, are they mitzarev to the miu to make it into a roiv that turns out now that more than 50% of the people in the city did not worship Avodah Zorah? What's their status? And the Mishnah says it depends. If they stayed in the city for more than 30 days, then they have the din of Yoshvi Ho'ir. Gemara says, in order to be considered B'nei Ho'ir, we have a Mishnah in Boba Basra and Daf Ches Saman Aleph. Here in Kuf Yud Beis Saman Aleph, Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Boba Basra. There are certain taxes that only people who are B'nei Ho'ir have to pay. So in order to be considered B'nei Ho'ir, you have to live in the city for more than 12 months. But with respect to the din of Irini Dachas, it doesn't depend on B'nei Ho'ir, it depends on Yoshvi Ho'ir. So the Pasuk uses the expression, Hakas Takas Yeshvi Rahi Lefichera. So Yeshvi Huir means that they lived there for at least 30 days. I think we must have mentioned there is a Machloikas Achreinim, is there a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael if you only live there temporarily? If the real mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, so you live there permanently. If you live there temporarily, so that's a Machloikas Achreinim. The Mogen Avram in Hilchas Erev Shabbos quotes it, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes a din from the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Masechu Shabbos. You're not allowed to take a boat trip the last two or three days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, some say, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is, the last two, 3 days before Shabbos, you're not allowed to go on a boat trip for various reasons. The different Rishonim have different timing. Oh, so unless it's the Makom Mitzvah, then it says it's permissible. Oh, okay. Tovah lecha bracha. So it says to go to Eretz Yisrael is mutter, but the Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. So the Shaila is to go to Eretz Yisrael to live there kavua. What about just to go to Eretz Yisrael to visit Al Das to come back to Chutz Lawrence? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Knesset Hagdolah. Knesset Hagdolah is a likut of all the achrenim on the tour. The Bais Yosef wrote a likut of all the rishonim and all the achrenim up until whatever he had available. And after the Bais Yosef, so the Knesset Hagdolah collected the Knesset Hagdolah. And after the Knesset Hagdolah, so who wrote? So the Birkei Yosef wrote. The Chidor wrote the Likud. My name, Rabbi Shechter.
I'm Yaakov Wallace.
Nice to meet you. So the Magen Avraham on this simon in Hilchas Erev Shabbos quotes the Knesset Hagdolah, who has this Machlokes Achreinim, whether visiting Eretz Yisrael is also considered a mitzvah, and you're permitted to go on Erev Shabbos, you're permitted to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or not. Maybe the mitzvah is only to live in Eretz Yisrael Kavua, and visiting is no mitzvah also. Then on the assumption that there is a partial Kima mitzvah, if one goes to visit Eretz Yisrael, how long does the visit have to be? So one opinion, Acharenim, is has to be more than 12 months. Well, it's less than 12 months, you're not considered B'nai Ho'ir. The other opinion is, no, Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, if you're going to visit Eretz Yisrael, stay there for more than 30 days, then it's a partial Kima mitzvah. Less than 30 days is Nishkin, not even a partial Kima mitzvah. Then the Magen Avraham quotes, the Knesset HaGdolah has even a third opinion, that if you just call him a halach da'al aramis b'Eretz Yisrael, has a mechilus abayinus. Because the Gemara comments on the pasuk, the chiper ad masai amah, the Gemara on the end of Ksuba says, pasuk b'shai, the chiper ad masai amah means a different thing. The chiper ad masai amah means, HaKadosh, after the Holocaust, it says in the Psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, b'nevuah, there's going to be a terrible Holocaust. Bnei Yisrael will wonder, where was God? Exactly what happened. Where was God when all of this was happening? People are going to wonder, how can it be? So the pasuk says, God was there, and this is what he did to the Jewish people because of their sins. And then it says, after this Holocaust will all be completed, it says in Hazinu, after the end of Shir is Hazinu. So the final conclusion of the Shir is, after it will all be over, the Chiper Ad Masai Amai. So Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his land, and he will appease the Jewish people. He will be Mephias. The Chiper means he will be Mephias. Eretz Yisrael. After the Holocaust, he will rebuild Eretz Yisrael. He will rebuild the Jewish people. They will be built up all over again. So Rashi writes that to Pshuto Shal Mikra, Pashup Shal. And then the Gemara in the end of Maseches Ksubis has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk, the Chiper Ad Masai Amai, the Chiper Miloshin Kapara, that the Adama of Eretz Yisrael gives an atonement to the Bnei Yisrael for their sins. Means if they do tshuva, if you don't do tshuva, you don't get any kapar. But if a Jew walks down the Amis in Eretz Yisrael and is Mahar b'tshuva, so this will accomplish a mechilas avayna. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Knesset HaGdolah has a third opinion on the assumption that there is a partial kima mitzvah if you visit Eretz Yisrael. So there's a third opinion, even if you only visit for less than 30 days. You just visit in your Mahalach Dal Amis and you go right back to Chutz Lart. It's also a partial kima mitzvah because you get a mechila savoynis. So that's what. Okay. Correct. So that's a shtickle rai. You go for one day. You have to put into a shtickle rai that is. So a partial. So rai that it is a partial kima mitzvah. Even one day. Good. So good. It's a good rai. Okay. So the Mishnah says, "Benegir to Anshi Yemeni Dachas, if the people are traveling through the city and they were there for more than 30 days, then they're called Yoshvei Huirahi. And it can be Luchum or Lekula. If they worship Avodah Zarah, then they'll be mitzvah to Mashkin to make it. Then more than 50% of the people worship Avodah Zarah. Got to make it into any Dachas. If they're there for less than 30 days, then it'll be Yifarkem. Then they don't count. Okay." Then the Mishnah makes a distinction, the Gemara then explains just based on Sukkim. The people who live in Irani Dachas, they're a tzaddikim and they're a rishoyim. The tzaddikim are knapet tzaddikim. If they're tzaddikim, what are they doing living in a city where 51% of the people worship Avodah Zarah? It just means they're tzaddikim in this one area. They didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Or they worshipped Avodah Zarah without Hasra. They were intelligent. They were smart. They worshipped Avodah Zarah without Hasra. That's the tzidkis. They didn't worship Avodah Zarah with Hasra. So the Mishnah draws a distinction between the Tzaddikim and the Rishoyim. The Tzaddikim are going to get the Yonish Misa, and the Rishoyim are going to get the Yonish Misa. The Tzaddikim are not going to get the Yonish Misa. So the Nichsei HaTzaddikim, the property of the people who live in the city, who didn't worship Abu Dhabi, are not getting the Yonish Misa. You burn their property also, but there's a difference between the Nichsei HaTzaddikim and the Nichsei HaRishoyim. Nichsei HaTzaddikim only, Nichsei HaTzaddikim Shebetechayim. If you have the tzaddikim have property michutz li'irani dachas, then you don't bring that in to destroy that. Nichsei tzaddikim shebuchutz olah is plaitin. But the nichsei harishayim, those who themselves are going to get misa because they actually worship the Avodah Zarah, so we call them the rishayim. So their property, both if it's in the city or if it's michutz li'ir, has to be burned. Gemara just makes a condition. The Gemara says here, the Gemara is on Kuf Yud Beis Amun Aleph, a little below the middle of the Amud, right, a little below the middle. Tanu Rabbanan Hachrei Moisev is called Shema Patnis, Shebechutz Lo, Shebetoicho. So then the Gemara says, Omer Avchizde, there's a tiny letter Vav there. Omer Avchizde, the tiny letter Vav in the Ayin Nishpat. So he says, it's only Ubenigbotzim Le Tocho. He says a condition. The only time the Nechse HaRishayim, those who worship Avodah Zarah, who live in the Irani Dachas, not only do you destroy their property that's located in the Irani Dachas, even if it's located somewhere else, you bring it to the Irani Dachas and you burn it. So the Gemara, Rav Chizda, gives a condition only, and the Mishnah doesn't say, Rav Chizda adds on his own, only on the condition, Ubinigbotzim litocho. What does that mean? So Rashi writes two pshatim on this. Ubinigbotzim litocho. With the Rashi. Rashi is on the second column. Akuf Yubeis Amanal, Rashi has both columns. On the fourth line from the top of the second column, Rashi writes two different pshatim. The Rashi doesn't read well, so the Maharsha points out that there's a word missing in Rashi. That it should say, Oye, Inami, two pshatim. So the first pshat in Rashi is, but in Batsim Lesercha means like this, the Bez Nagodol declares that the city is an Irani Dachas. That's the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says. In Dolim Irani Dachas Alapti Bez Nagodol. So when the Bez Nagodol declares that the majority of the people in the city worship Avodah Zarah, so we have to give everybody Saif instead of Skila, and you have to burn all the houses down, and burn all the property. So when the Bez Nagodol declares, we're going to burn everything on, not going to be now, so they decide they're going to burn it on Thursday afternoon. Sure. You're going to burn everything down on Thursday afternoon. So the first pshat Rashi is Benigbotzim Letocho. Let's say the Anshi, the Rishoyim who live in the Irani Dachas have property in New York. The Irani Dachas is only in Eretz Yisrael. So if there's a plane strike and it's impossible physically to get it to Eretz Yisrael by Thursday afternoon, by boat they can't go so fast. And there are no planes flying. So they just can't get it there. It's not Shaykh. So since it can't reach, it's impossible for the Nichsei HaRishayim to arrive from New York to Eretz Yisrael by Thursday afternoon. So that property that the Rishayim own will not become Asabanon. If it is Bichdei She'asu, let's say the plane's offline, and it is physically possible to bring it from New York to Eretz Yisrael by Thursday, if the Bezin decides they're going to burn it down, Bezin makes a Gemara Din, they're going to burn down the Irani Dachas tomorrow morning, 7:30 in the morning. So it's not Shach, there is no plane that can take it. They make a Gmar Din right before the Shkiyah, and there is no plane that should take it so quickly, that it should arrive from New York till Eretz Yisrael, till the Irani Dachas by 7:30 in the morning. So if it's not Shach, so then it's Mutabano. If it is Shach, Rashi says, then it will be Asamano. The Rambam writes basically the same as Rashi, but slightly different. The Rambam writes, not that he writes theoretically, if it's Bichdei She'asu, if it's theoretically possible to bring it to the Irani Dachas from New York, to Eretz Yisrael, to this Irani Dachas, so then Rashi says it's included in the Gemara Din. So the Rambam writes, not theoretically, was it theoretically possible? Did they bring it? Did they bring it before they burned down the whole city? Then it becomes Asamanor. Even if theoretically it was possible, but Lemaisa B'Poel Mamish, they didn't bring it from New York to Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't there at the time that we burned down the whole city, so then the Rambam writes, then it's going to be Mutabano. Sounds like it's a machloikis. The Achrayim point out. Sounds like it's a machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam, two shades of interpretations. That's the first pshat that Rashi writes. It depends if the location of the Nichsei HaRishayim is Rochek Meod, very far away from the Irani Dachas, or it's close to the Irani Dachas, so it's Bichdei She'asu, so it's close enough that you can bring it. And then Rashi writes a second pshat, second half of the Rashi, the Dafke, then it should say in Rashi, Inami, Dafke Shkvar Hoyu L'Techo, this is a different pshat, a different interpretation. Ubedikbotzim L'Techo, the only time we say that the Rishoyim who live in the Irani Dachas, we have to destroy their property. It's Asamano, even if their property is in New York City, that's only if the Rishoyim once had this property when they lived in the Irani Dachas. It once, this underwear place, they have an apartment in New York, they have a location in the Irani Dachas. So they bought underwear somewhere, and it was once in the Irani Dachas, and then they took the suits and the underwear and whatever, the talus, and now it's located in New York. So that's also included in the Gemara Din. But if the thing was never in there any dachas, when the Rosh comes to New York, he buys clothing, and he puts the clothing that he buys in New York in his New York apartment, and it never entered the Irani Dachas. It was never ever there. So Rashi in the second shot says that that's where Rav Chizda is driving at. Was it ever once in the Irani Dachas, then even if it's Chutz Irani Dachas, it'll be included in the Gemara Din and the Yisra'anov. It never was in the Irani Dachas, it'll never be included. A totally different pshat from the first pshat in Rashi. First pshat that Igbotzim interprets is it theoretically Bechdei She'asu to bring it into the Irani Dachas in the future. The second shot is, was it ever in there in Idamas? If it was never there, it's not included in the Gemara Din. So this, the Din in the Mishnah is based on the Psukim. The Gemara just explains the Psukim, that the two Psukim, the Nichse HaTzadikim, is only included in the Gemara Din if the Nichse HaTzadikim are located in the Yoni Dachas. The Nichse HaRishoyim, even if right now it's not located in the Yoni Dachas, provided that it's Nikbosim Letoch. So that's how the Mishnah says.
Pesach Sheni also, but Derech
Chokes could
be on the outskirts of the
Azor.
Still
Derech Chokes. That's a machloket satanoim. Yeah, we don't pass like that. One Tana says that Derech Chokes is chutz laskupas Azor, right? But we don't pass like that. We pass in like Rabbi Akiva, I think, that it's Tezvav Milin. If he's 15 Milin away, Menam Adim Lefnim, right? He draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and Modin is on the circle. And Modin is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, so that with that radius, he drew a whole circle. So outside of that circle is Derech Chokes. And one Tana says in the Mishnah, Chutz Laskupas Azor, right? The Mishnah quotes a Machlokes HaTanaim. Then the Mishnah has, let's say you have an Irani Dachas, so let's say someone has a cousin, and he went to visit his cousin in the Irani Dachas. I go to visit my cousin Irani Dachas. I don't live in the Irani Dachas. I'm not from the Tzadik Mishabasech Irani Dachas. I'm not from the Rishon Mishabasech Irani Dachas. I live in New York. I have a cousin who lives in Eretz Yisrael, let's say. So when I was there, I left the suit there in my cousin's home. So they're going to burn the suit? No. If it belongs to a stranger, it's not Nichs Irani Dachas. It doesn't belong. The suit that I left there doesn't belong to anybody. It doesn't belong either to the Tzadikim nor to the Rishon. So that you don't burn. Shaila is, what if you have Hegdish? Aren't you already Dacha? Some of them worship Abed Azorah. 51% of them worshiped Abed Azorah. 49% didn't worship Abed Azorah. But they can both have Karbonis. They can both have all kinds of Hegdish. Just because they worship Abed Azorah is not a contradiction in their mind. So they worship Abed Azorah and they're Magdish things also. So the Mishnah says, what if somebody was Magdish something Lebedek Abayis? Now, there's a basic difference between Kotche Berek Abayis and Kotche Mizbeah. Kotche Berek Abayis is Mamish Momen Hegdish. Like if the Gemara has a Loshin and with respect to Dalet Behei and Bava Kama and Perek Meruba, the Mishnayis deal with the Din of Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim, that there's a difference between a Ganef and a Gazlon. A Gazlon only pays Keren, he doesn't have to pay Kefal. And a Ganef, who sneaks in, has to pay Kefal also. Not only does he pay kefal, once in a while he pays dalet behei. He doesn't only pay the behema that he stole was only worth $100, and he shechts it or he sells it tavach hamachar. So it says in the chumash, chamisha boker yishalom tachas hashor, v'arba tzon tachas haseh. If he sells the behema to someone else, or if he shechts it, then he pays more than kefal. He pays four times the value of the keren is one of the four times. And the additional three times, or the additional four times, by hay, by dalet hay, the additional three times, additional four times, that's the knas that he pays. So the Gemara says, and what if he didn't sell, what if the ganav didn't sell the behema, the shoveh set to someone else, what if he gave it away, the matana? So the Mishnah says, if the ganav gives it, the matana is also chayv dalet hay. And what if he didn't give it, the matana, to a human being, what if he donated it to the Berek Abayis? He donated it to Hegvish? So the Gemara has an expression, mali machra lahedya, mali machra lashamay. What's the difference? Whether he gave it b'matana to a human being, or he gave it b'matana to the govoya? So you see from that gemara, that's what Rav Chaim points out. You see from that gemara that kotche berek abayis says mom and hegdish. It belongs to hegdish. Just like if you give the shor v'seh b'matana to someone else, it belongs to the other party's mamishes. So you give to berek abayis, it belongs to berek abayis. What happens if the fellow was not magdish at the berek abayis? Berek abayis means it's the asset of the Mikdash, of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gizbo is going to auction it off to the highest bidder, and he's going to use the money for buying furniture in the Beis HaMikdash, or fixing up the walls. Bedek, Habayis, to fix up the walls, to fix up the floors, to fix the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. It's Bedek, Habayis, to fix up the Bedek Habayis. What happens if the person in the Ganef is not Magdashit the Bedek Habayis? What if he's Magdashit Lekotche Mizbeach? So then the Gemara says that's not the same. Kotchim is Bech. It belongs to me. The Gemara has a lashon Neikar Tura de Ruvain. V'ashta Tura de Ruvain. Originally the shor belonged to me. Let's say my name is Ruvain. And after I'm Magdashid, the shor still belongs to Ruvain. He just imposed Kedushas Karban. Let's say I have a pair of tefillin. The tefillin doesn't belong to me just because it has Kedusha. Have a Sefer Torah. It doesn't belong to me. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. It's a Bizoyin HaKedusha. To sell a Sefer Torah. So because you're not allowed to sell it means it doesn't belong to me? No. Sefer Torah belongs to me. If somebody steals my Sefer Torah, they pay me kefil. It's my Sefer Torah. And the mezuzahs belong to me and the tefillin belong to me. So just because I'm Magdash Karban, I designate some animal as a Karban, it still belongs to me. The Karban still belongs to me. It has a Kedushas Hegdash on it. Kachim is beach is not the same as kachim bedek abayis. Kachim bedek abayis is mamish momen hegdish. Kachim is beach is not exactly momen hegdish. It's really momen habaylim. But we have psukim. There's going to be a machloekas satanoim. We have psukim that indicate that according to some tanoim, there's a big machloekas. Some tanoim hold that all karbanos are momen baylim. Period. All karbanos are momen baylim. Let's say a person has a karban shlomim, and he wants to be mekadesh and isha. So he gives the Isha the Korban Shlomim, that it should belong to her now. So one Tana holds that the woman is Mekudeshes. You can be Mekadesh and Isha, it's mine. Just like if I'm Mekadesh and Isha with a pair of tefillin, or with a mezuzah, she's Mekudeshes. So too, if I'm Mekadesh and Isha with a Korban, the Korban is also Mom and Bottom, she's Mekudeshes. And then the Mishnah Kiddushin, in that context, in the context that one Mekadesh, someone is Mekadesh and Isha with a chelik of a korban. So then the Mishnah quotes a whole machlekes satanaim, three-way machlekes satanaim. So some tanaim hold that all korbanos are mamon bailim. Let's say when you bring a korban chatos, a korban oshem, what do you do with the flesh? After you shech the korban, you zerek the dam, you makta the emorim. What do you do with the flesh? You divide it up among all the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. What do? They eat it. So what if he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha with it? So there's a woman in the Azorah. That's the Gemara says, what's a woman doing in the Azorah? You can't take the besar chatos outside of the Azorah. And the women are not supposed to enter the Azorah. Women are not supposed to come into the men's section of the shul. Women are supposed to be in the Azorah's Noshim. So that's what the Gemara says, Isha Bazor Minai. What's the woman doing in the Azorah? The Gemara says, what's she doing? Akasha Bamaisa, what she's doing. Her father's there. I gave it to the girl's father. The father's in Kabbalah Kedushin. She entered the Azorah. There's no kasha. So the Koyin, who got it, just got a lamb chop. He just got a steak, a piece of flesh, worth a lot of money. He's Mekadesh and Isha. He gives her this piece of flesh. She can't eat it. It's only Nechel Zichri Kuhuna. Even though she's going to be an Ashes Koyin, but Ashes Koyin doesn't eat Kachu Kachu. She only eats Kachu Kachu. But it's worth money to her. She can sell it to someone else. It is worth money. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So one Tana holds. What's the problem? Korbanos Amam and Bailam. Whoever has it, it belongs to him. Kachu Bedek Abayis is Mom and Hegdish, but Korbanos Amam and Bailam. It's the mom and bailam of the one who's bringing the carbon, and then when you tell us to the kohanim, you give him the besar hachatos and the besar ha'osham, so that flesh belongs to the kohen. And the other Tana says, no, that there's a pasuk, we learn out from a pasuk that the karbanos he's supposed to burn on the mizbeach, and then the kohanim eat it. It's a pchina kohan, roichlum and bailam is kaprim, the kohanim have a right to eat it. It's as if it's also an avoida that's done on the mizbeach, but it's not considered mom and bailam. None of the karbanos have the status of mom and bailam. Shulchan Gavur Kazach, the Gemara has such an expression. Then the Gemara has Rabbi Yisaglili, has a compromise sheet that he distinguishes between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. If it's Kachim, also based on Pesukim, Kachi Kachim, the higher level of Karbanis, that a Mochomer, the Kachi Kachim, have this, we treat them as if they're Momen Gavoya. And the Kachim Kalim, there's no such thing. But basically, all the Kachim, all the three opinions among the Tanoim, basically everybody agrees. The Korbanos really belong to the Bala Korban, and then when you give it to the Kohanim, the Basar of the Chatzis Noshim, it belongs to him. We're talking about Gezeiras HaKosav, that you have no right to treat it like as if it's yours. It really is yours, but you have no right to treat it as if it's yours. So here when the Mishnah says, Hoyabar Hegdashis, here the Mishnah says, the Pasuk says, Saraftas kol shalola boesh, about 15 lines from the bottom of the daf, on Kuf Yad Aleph on the base. And the Mishnah says, Saraftas kol shalola, so from the word shalola, we derive shalola below shalal shamai. Let's say you only burn shalola, the property that's in the city, that belongs to the people who live in the city. Let's say I visited my cousin, I left my suit there. So you don't burn my suit, I'm not one of the Yoshvi Hui. Well, let's say I'm only living in the city for 29 days. I don't live there for 31 days. So I'm not from the Yoshvi. I have no shaykhis with the whole story. So they're not going to burn. They're not going to burn my property. I have no shaykhis with the whole story. So they don't burn it. So not only don't they burn that, so the Mishnah says, what if it's kachet bedek abayit? So Rashi and the Ravid learn, Poshep Shat in the Din and the Mishnah, kachet bedek abayit is not nichsei anshei ho'ir. So there's the Gemar Din is not chal on it at all. So the Mishnah says, Kotche Bedek Abayis, Yipodu, Ha'ekdesh Shebo, Yipodu, Yipodu, what do you mean Yipodu? The Giz auctions it off to the highest bidder, and then whoever bought it uses it for whatever purposes he wants. Here you see the Rashi, the last line on the first column of Rashi going over to the top line, and the second column of Rashi, on Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, both columns are Rashi. Ha'ekdesh Shebo, Yipodu, Kloimar, Enes Rafa, you don't burn them at all, because it doesn't belong to, it's like it belongs to a stranger. It belongs to Berek Abayis. Yishai Hekdesh Yitzorach Pediyo. Yishai says, what does this Rashi Teva stand for? What does this Rashi Teva stand for? So some Achrenim say that the Rashi, Chopshin. What is the Rashi Teva's Chopshin? So some Kolshken, yeah, the word Kolshken doesn't fit in here. Yeah, usually Chopshin is Kolshken, but it doesn't fit in. So some Achrenim say Chopshin means Kidei Shavyon. It's a very unusual Rashi Teva. The Minchas Chinuch has a lot of original Rashi Teva. This I don't even remember from the Minchas Chinuch. Chopshin Kidei Shavyon. Okay. You have to be paid Kidei Shavyon, however much it's worth. Look, if Hegdish, somebody was Magdish a table, and the table is in the Irani Dachas, but it doesn't belong to anybody in the Dachas. It belongs to Hegdish. If it's Berek Abayis, it belongs to Hegdish. So Rashi says, so the table, you put it however much a table is worth, and you give the full amount to Hegdish, and the one who buys it keeps the table, and there's no problem. That's how Rashi learns. Because Shlomo below Shlomo Shamayim is not included. That's how the Rabbit also writes. The Rambam has a different Shita. The Rambam in Hilchus Avodah Zarah, when he quotes all the Dinim of Irani Dachas, so he writes, Kotshe Berek Abayis Yipodu, you have to be paid it. The Gizbo auctions it off, he sells it to someone, and then after someone buys it, then you have to burn it. Calls man that it's Hegdish, it's a Bizoin Akdusha to burn it. That's why you're not allowed to burn it. But after the fellow is paid it, so then you have to burn it. So the Rambam holds that the Gemara din is chal on the Kotshe Berek Abayis. How can it be? I mean, let's say I'm visiting the Irani Dachas and I left my suit there, so the suit becomes Ostabah. No, why? It's not Shlola at all. I'm not one of the Yoshvei who here. So apparently the Rambam thinks that this halacha only applies if I'm basically a Yoshvei Acheres. I'm a human being. So do I live here? Do I live there? Let's say when I visit Eretz Yisrael, so do I observe one day Yontif or 2 days Yontif? So I'm a Ben Chutz Lord. I'm a Ben Chutz Lord. Most people are Machmer like the Shulchan Aruch. Even a Ben Chutz Lord is visiting Eretz Yisrael, observes 2 days Yontif. Some hold not so, but that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. There are Ben Chutz Lord is visiting, observes 2 days Yontif. So here also, I'm visiting the Irani Dachas. I live somewhere else, basically. And not that I'm a bum, I float around from one place to the other. No. I live in a different city. I'm a Machmer Kabbalah. I live in New York, or I live in Yerushalayim, a different city. I just visited the Irani Dachas, so that's why my property doesn't become Osabano. But what if there's a fellow who doesn't live anywhere, he just floats around? Let's say, Berek Abayis, Kotche Berek Abayis belongs to Berek Abayis. Where does Berek Abayis live? Doesn't live in the Irani Dachas, doesn't live outside of the Irani Dachas. He's not, Berek Abayis is a Chaloshem Bailam. It's a corporation. It's not a human being who lives in any Mokum Kavu at all. It's not that it belongs to Rabbi Shalom, he lives Yosha B'Shamayim, he lives in the heaven. No. Berek Abayis belongs to Hegdish. Hegdish is a Chaloshem Bailam who doesn't live anywhere. So apparently the Rambam thinks that the Hegdish is included in the Gemar Din of the Bez Nagol, is included in the Issa HaNoah. The only time you say that property that belongs to an outsider is not included in the Gemar Din in the Issa HaNoah is if that outsider lives in he's a Yoshev Mokam Acher. He lives in a different location. So the fact that he is a Yoshev Ir Acheres, that's Mafkia, the Issa HaNoah, from his property that's in the Yoni Dachas. But if you have property in the Irani Dachas, that's neither here nor there. It doesn't belong to anybody who lives in the Irani Dachas. It doesn't belong to anybody who lives in a different city. So then the Rambam thinks that it is included in the Yisra. Because man that it's Hegdish, you're not allowed to burn it. It's a Masas and Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. So that's what the Rambam understands. You have to wait till they're poided. And then after you're poided, then you have to burn it. So which Meshugan is going to want to be poided? Who's going to want to give any money for it? So according to the Rambam, we just poid on a Shavaputa. Because you know, the table, let's say, is worth $150. I don't know. So who's going to want to give $100? Not worth $150. After I buy it, the bezin is going to confiscate it, they're going to burn it. So then you pay the kol shehu. So that's what others say, that the chavshin in Rashi means kol shehu. Probably, in Rashi, it probably does not mean kol shehu, because Rashi holds like the Ravid. Rashi writes like the Ravid, that the Hegdesha Shebo, if there's some object that's located in the Irani Dachas that belongs to Berek Abayis, So Rashi and the Rabbit hold that it's not included in the Gemara Din. Not included in the Gemara Din, and after you're going to be poded, the one who bought it will use it for his own purposes. He'll do with it whatever he wants. It will not be included in the Gemara Din. So then the one who's poded has to pay the full $150. But the Rambam holds that the one who's poded is not able to use it at all. So Ganesh Veret. So what's he going to give? Kadesh Shavyan. According to the Rambam, you should give Kadesh Shavyan. Why should he give Kadesh Shavyan? It's not worth $150. So according to the Rambam, you should give a Shavar Pruta. You should only be poded on Shavar, but it's not worth a Shavar Pruta. It's not even worth Bakash Mishavar Pruta. It's not worth anything. If it's Osav HaHanoah, something that's Osav HaHanoah, is not the Mishnah says in the end of the second Perek in Kedushin, if one is Mekadosh and Nisha with the Yisur HaHanoah, she's Zeinim Mekudeshes. Why not? So the different Rishonim give different reasons. So the Pasha Pshat Rashi says, the Pasha Pshat is not Shavar Pruta. It's not even Shavar Pachas Mishavar Pruta. Yisur HaHanoah is not Shavar anything. So how can you be poyed a Hegdish that's Osav HaHanoah? If the Gemar Din is, according to the Rambam, he holds the Gemar Din is Kaal, on the Hegdish, it's just a din, calls man that Hegdish, it's a din, l'sasin kein l'shem l'kechem, you can't burn it, you have to wait till someone's poida. So how is he poida? But it's not even worth a pruta. So the answer is, that's what Moshe Soloveitchik says, the din is ein anor l'hegdish, in two directions. The Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that ein anor l'hegdish goes in both directions. If the Hegdish is worth $1,000 and you give a penny, so b'dievet it's padui, b'dievet mechulul, Hegdish shavim money, shechil al shavim pruta mechulul. And the reverse is also true. Hegdish shavar pruta, shechil al shavar mana, is also mechula. The thing is only worth a penny, and I gave $100,000. So the din is that it's taifas, the whole $100,000. The Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that in both directions is true. Eino dola hegdish, so that normally there's a din of oinor. So if there's no correspondence between the amount of money that you're giving and the value of the object, so that's a din of oinor. By hegdish, even though there's no correspondence whatsoever, that's a din of eino dola hegdish. So the Rambam writes in both directions. He had a Hegdish, which is not even worth a Pachas Mishavar Pruta, because it's Nigmar Din Osav Ba'anor. The Rambam holds the Gemar Din is Chal on it. Because the Hegdish, Berek Abayis, the owner doesn't live in a different city. He doesn't live in the city, doesn't live in a different city. Hegdish is not a human being, doesn't live anywhere. So the Rambam holds it is included in the Gemar Din. So you just have to be poded, because he can't burn it, because Madara has Hegdish. So who's going to get it? It's not even worth a Shavar Pruta. But you can give a Shavar Pruta. You can give $100,000 for something that's worth a Pruta, so you can give a Pruta for something that's not even worth a Pachas for Shavar Pruta. But that's only by Hegdish, not by Maisa Sheni. By Maisa Sheni, the Rambam quotes, we'll have to get, we didn't get to it yet, what's the story if you have Maisa Sheni in the Irani Dachas? So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that by Maisa Sheni, we also say there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, and other Masichtas, many places, Mishnais. Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, where the Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, and Maisa Sheni is Mamon Bailam. Basically, Maisa Sheni belongs to the farmer. It's really his. Like the Korbanos. The Korbanos belong to the one who is the Balak Korban. It's really Meikora Tura Deruvin, Vashta Tura Deruvin. It's really his Korban. But we have Psukim, we have Xeris Akasav, that we declare the Korbanos as if they're Mamon Gavoya. Even though it's really Mamon Bailam, the Halacha says the Balak Korban doesn't have the right to use it. He's not allowed to sell it. And he's not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha with it. And even if he is Mekadosh and Isha, and even if he sells it, even if he gives it to Matana, the Matana is not Chal, and the Kedushin is not Chal, and the Mechira is not Chal, he has no right to act like a Balabos over it, because acting like a Balabos would be Zoyin to the Kedushin. Really, it is his. But that's the halacha. We have to treat it as if it were Mama Gavoya. So there were different opinions whether this Mama Gavoya is only doesn't exist at all. One Tana holds there is no such thing. One Tana the Mishnah says that Mekadosh Bechelka is Mekudeshes. And we paskin, no, Mekadosh Bechelka, if a coin is Mekadosh and Isha with the Besar HaChatos, and the Besar HaRashim is any Mekudeshes. But then there was the Machlokes. Is it by all Korbanos we treat it like Mama Gavoya? Maybe it's only by Kotch Kotch, not by Kotch Mekalim. So on the assumption that not only is it so by Kochi Kochi, even by Kochi Kalim, so then there's a further Machlek is Satana. What about Maisa Sheni? So we even Paskin Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. Maisa Sheni is Dach lower. L'chayr al-pi Pashat, Maisa Sheni is a lower level of Kedusha than Kochi Kalim. Maisa Sheni has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It has a little bit to do with it. Psukim indicate that we can't eat Maisa Sheni be Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh because you don't have a Mizbech Bonwi. Because the Pasuk puts together B'nishim Achas, V'chalto Sham L'fnei Hashem Elokecha. It says when you come to visit the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring with you Ma'aseh Dgoncha V'sirocha V'tzerecha V'choriz B'korcha V'tzeinecha V'chol Nederecha Shatidah V'nid V'secha Srumas Yodecha. You have to bring all the Ma'aseh Sheni and all the Korbanos. And then it says you have to eat all these things in Yerushalayim. And it says in one Pasuk, V'chalto Sham L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, you should eat in Yerushalayim. It says L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, the Kohanim should eat The Chatas and the Oshim Lifnei Hashem. That Lifnei Hashem means in the Azara. Lifnei Hashem has different meanings in different places. So by Chatas and Oshim, it says the Kohanim eat it Lifnei Hashem, or it says Yishech V'shachat as Ben Abaka Lifnei Hashem. So Shechita of all Korbanos has to be in the Azara. It can't Shech the Kachim Kalim Chutz L'Azara. But so the Lifnei Hashem by Shechita, Lifnei Hashem by Achilas Kachi Kachi means in the Azara. Lifnei Hashem by Maisi Sheni, and Lifnei Hashem by Kachim Kala means B'chol Huir, all of Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk puts together in one breath, V'chalta L'sham Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Maisi V'gonecha V'zirosh V'tzarecha V'choriz B'korcha V'tzaynecha V'choriz Kachim Kala. So the Gemara has a drasha in Makkis and in Zvachim that just like B'chor can only be eaten B'zman She'yesh Mizbeach Banoi, because B'zman She'yesh Mizbeach Banoi you can't be Makriv the B'chor. We have another Pasuk that makes a hekesh between being makriv the korban b'chor and then eating the korban b'chor. You can only eat the b'chor b'zman sheyesh mizbeach banui. When you don't have mizbeach, just like you can, let's say we brought a korban b'chor and there was a mizbeach and then the mizbeach was destroyed, mizbeach fell apart before the kohanim got to eat the b'chor. So the din is they're not allowed to eat the b'chor. You have to have mizbeach banui. So the Gemara Makkis and the Gemara Zvachim learns that from this pasuk that you're only permitted to eat maizeh. This man is that we can't eat any maizeh sheni b'Yerushalayim for three reasons. First of all, we are all tamei. Secondly, ruba de ruba the time, most of the time the maizeh sheni is tamei. Once in a while the maizeh sheni will not be tamei. Let's say you have fruits or vegetables or grain that you never poured on water. So if it never had hechsher zera, it was never washed off, so it's not mekabel tumah. You can have the dead sheretz mamsh, you can have a touch of mace. If it's no hukshel kabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. But most of the time, most of the maizeh sheni was already hukshel kabel tumah. So usually you have three reasons why you can't eat maizeh sheni. Number one, we are all tummy. Number two, the maizeh sheni is usually tummy. Number three, well, I'll cool them. Number three, there's no mizbeach banui. The Gemara said, there's no mizbeach banui. You can neither eat kachm kalim, nor eat the maizeh sheni. Yeah. So the halacha says that maizeh sheni is a lower level of kedusha then kachim kalim. Kachim kalim, kach have a shaykhis with the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be makrev in the Beis HaMikdash, then you can eat it and the rest of Yerushalayim. Maizeh sheni, you don't have to bring into the Beis HaMikdash. Bikurim, you have to bring into the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Kohanim can eat it in Yerushalayim. Maizeh sheni doesn't have to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha has a little shaykhis. Bizman sheni, mizbeach banu, you have no right to eat the maizeh sheni, the Yerushalayim. Bizman sheni, mizbeach banu, you may. So if you're going to hold that kachim kalim is mam and bailim, it's the kal v'chaimer that maizeh sheni is mam and bailim. The whole machleg is Reb Yudin and Reb Meir, whether maizeh sheni is mam and bailim or mam and gavoya, that's on the assumption that all karbanos are mam and bailim, all karbanos are mam and gavoya. So then Reb Meir goes one step further and he says, not only are karbanos mam and gavoya, even maizeh sheni is also mam and gavoya. Also, you don't have a right to treat it as your own. We'll have to learn the rest. We'll have to learn the rest. The Rambam writes a distinction between Pidyon Hegdish and Pidyon Maizeh Sheni. He says, Pidyon Hegdish, Eina Noila Hegdishis, applies in both directions. If the Hegdish is worth $1,000 and you give a pruta, so it's padui, I cheated Hegdish. In the other direction also, the Hegdish cheated me. The Hegdish is only worth a pruta, and I gave $100,000. The Hegdish is worth less than a Shavuot pruta. It's also by no, it's not even worth less than a Shavuot pruta, and I gave a pruta. So they said, the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi, I say, Eina Noila Hegdishis in both directions. That the Pidyon Hegdish is good. But Maizeh Sheni is not so. But Maizeh Sheni, the Rambam writes, if you can only apply the rule of Eina Noila Hegdishis, we treat Maizeh Sheni as Mama Gavaya, so we say that the Xeris HaKasub that says Eina Noila Hegdishis even applies to Maizeh Sheni. But by Maizeh Sheni, the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi can only work in one direction. If the Maizeh Sheni is worth thousands of dollars, that's what we do Bizmanas all the time. We can't eat Maizeh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So what do we do? You're not allowed to eat a chutz to Yerushalayim unless you're poda. So you have hundreds of thousands of dollars, one tenth of all of the produce in Eretz Yisrael. Every Maizeh Sheni year, the first year, the second year is the Maizeh Sheni year, and the fourth year, the fifth year is the Maizeh Sheni year. So 4 years out of every 7 years is Maizeh Sheni. So you have to be poda all of that, hundreds of thousands of dollars. What do you do with the money? You destroy the money. It's Ashad the Gelf. So Hef said, Mom, why should you destroy so much money? So all the Rishonim say, it really never says it in the Gemara, but all the Rishonim say like this, that you should be paid the Maizeh Sheni onto a pruta. Why onto a pruta? Because since we say Maizeh Sheni is Mama Gavoya, we pass like Reb Meir, Maizeh Sheni is Mama Gavoya, so we treat Maizeh Sheni like Hegdish. So just like we have Xeris HaKosef, Eino Noel, the Hegdishos, so the Hegdish is worth $100,000 and you give a penny, So the pinyon is good. So that din applies also to Maisa Sheni. If you have Maisa Sheni, it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you give a pruta just to be paid in the Maisa Sheni, so we say that that's good. Normally it's only good b'di'evit. Because it's not proper to cheat the Maisa Sheni, like the Hegdish also. It's not proper to cheat Hegdish. If the Hegdish is worth $100,000, give a pruta. So the Gemara says it's an Issa. You're not allowed to cheat Hegdish. But the Gemara says that there's manazeh. If let's say some Meshugana was Magdish a mansion, it's worth $1 million. So what's Hegdish going to do with a mansion? What are they going to do with it? There's no base on Hegdish today. So you're going to leave the mansion as Hegdish, for sure somebody's going to be moel behegdish. That's why it's also lechatchila, a magdishim is manazeh. The Gemara says, the Chachamim said, after the Churban Bayis Sheni is prohibited to be magdish because it's going to be maybe the day takola. For sure someone's going to get on, no, and they're going to be over on the Issa Meila. Even though there's no Meila b'karko, it means there's no penalty of Meila. You don't pay Kerem v'chaymish in Oshem, but there is an Issa Meila. You're not allowed to be nenem in a hegdish. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be magdish bizmanazeh, and if somebody was magdish bizmanazeh, you better be paid there very quickly in order to remove the Issa Hanor. But what are you going to be paid there? I'm going to give Tak $1 million for the value of the house. A person was magdish, achachem, atipish, he was magdish, a house is worth $1 million, then I'm going to be paid onto $1 million, then you're going to burn the money. Since I shod the gel, and hegdish isn't gaining anything if I'm going to be paid on $1 million and burn it. So the Gemara says, since Bizmanazeh, there's no pseida to Hegdish, if you'll be poyed on a pruta, so Bizmanazeh, we allow you lachatchila to be poyed on a pruta. So that's the same thing by the Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is not losing anything Bizmanazeh if we'll be poyed on a pruta, because we're going to burn the pruta anyway, we're going to destroy the pruta anyway. We're not going to be able to bring it to Yerushalayim and buy food and eat the food, but Dushas Maisa Sheni. So that's the practice that we do Bizmanazeh. We'll poyed the Maisa Sheni is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we're putting everything just on a pruta. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, the Eina Noela Hegdeshes applies to Maisa Sheni only in that one direction. Maisa Sheni is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you give a pruta, so you can be putting everything on a pruta. But in the opposite direction, it doesn't work. If the Maisa Sheni is worth a pruta, and I give $100,000, only a pruta shebo is nitvas. I gave a sack full of money that has hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I say, let the Maisa Sheni, which is worth a penny, be nifta on this, and the halacha says only a shor pruta is worth. Of that is nitvas, because is Maisa Sheni. You don't say all of it is nitvas. Why should that be so? Why is it that by Hegdash you say, ain't on all Hegdash in both directions, but he gave way too much or way too little? In my Maisa Sheni, it's only in one direction, only if you cheated the Maisa Sheni. But if you gave too much, then you don't say that that all of it is nitvas, because is Maisa Sheni. That's what the Yerushalmi and the Rambam don't explain it. They just write the din. The Chazon Ish explains a svara why. Chazon Ish says because Hegdish can accept donations. People can donate money to Hegdish. The Berak HaBayis at the Kachim is bare. So if you pay the something, if you pay the Hegdish that's worth a pruta and you give $100,000, so we consider the remaining $999 with all the change. So it's a donation to Hegdish. But Maisa Sheni is not shaft to give any donations. Either it is Maisa Sheni, it's not Maisa Sheni. You can't donate anything to Maisa Sheni. So if you're going to be paid that pruta is worth a Maisa Sheni on $100,000, only a pruta shebo will be nitvas. That'll be relevant later. We'll have to get to that later. That'll be relevant with respect to the Rambam by the Maisa Sheni.
Even like the Rambam, once you pay this, why can't you buy it on $100,000? Like, assuming we got to the next two, they're still there for the Rishon.
By Berak HaBayis, Berak HaBayis, once you put it, the whole Kedusha goes off. By, I think so. The Kavod is only, yeah, if it was once a Korban, no, if it was once a Korban, so it had a Kedusha Saguf, so then the Gemara has a call, Kedusha Saguf never goes away. Kedusha Saguf never disappears. But if it only had Kedusha's Berak HaBayis, it was only Kaddish Ledamav, so once you put it, so the whole Kedusha goes off. The Kedusha goes off, then you're permitted to burn. So on this din in the Mishnah that it says, Hegdesha Shebo, by the tiny letter Ches, in the Mishnah, on Daf Kuf Yud Alvamed, Hegdesha Shebo, Yipodu, so that's a famous machlekes, the Rambam against Rashi and the Ravid. The Rambam learns Hegdesha Shebo, Yipodu, despite the fact that it's Kacha Berak HaBayis, the Issa Hano Ischal, the Gemardin of Issa Hano Ischal. Why? Because the owner of Hegdish is not a Yoshevir Acheres. He's neither a Yoshevir Nidachas, nor a Yoshevir Acheres. So there's no Hafkor. The Rambam holds, if the property belongs to a Yoshevir Acheres, that's a Hafkor from the Yisr HaNor. But Hegdish is Nishken, neither a Yoshevir Zu, and not a Yoshevir Acheres, so there's no Hafkor. So that calls man that it's hegdish. He said it's an Easter of lasasan kein l'shem l'kechem. You're not allowed to burn it. So you put it onto a shavu put on a kol shu. The Rambam will say you put it on a kol shu. Then afterwards you burn it because it no longer has the kedusha. And Rashi in the Raavad say no, you podu and you treat it like any other hegdish that you podu, that the one who has podu walks off and he keeps it. Because since it doesn't belong to the Anshi, here in Idacha, so it's Bechlav, it's not included in the Yisra Hanah. What about Trumas? What if there's a Koyin who lives in here in Idachas, whether he's from the Tzadikim, whether he's from the Rishoyim, doesn't make a difference. Whether he's from those who did Abed Izzar, or those who didn't do Abed Izzar. So Truma, which is the Yad Kohen, Rashi writes on the top of the second column. The Gemara Mukimilah, Gemara Zetzain, the Mishnah, but Truma B'Yad Kohen, the moment Kohen who, Chalalei Isir, here in Idachas. It belongs to the Nichse Tzadikim, or Nichse Rishon Shebetorcho. The Truma is in here in Idachas. So whether it's owned by a tzaddik or one who did Avodah Zarah, one who didn't do Avodah Zarah, doesn't make a difference. The Gemar Din, the Yisra Hanah is going to be chal on the Truma, except that it's a Bizoy and a Truma to go. There's a Din of Mishmeris Trumaite. You're not allowed to burn Truma either. You're not allowed to destroy Truma either. So you have to let it, but it's also Banah. Nobody can eat it because the Gemar Din is chal on it. So Mishum covered a Truma, so you have to let it rot away by itself. If it rots away and it's no longer royal achila, so then there's no prohibition if you burn it. You can throw it out in the garbage then. So the Trumas he wrote for that we understand means that the Gemar Din is chal. What's with the Maisa Sheni v'kisvi ha-kodesh yigonzu? Let's say someone has a mezuzah, or someone has a sefer Torah, vim ksuvim, whatever, kisvi ha-kodesh. So that's private ownership. That's privately owned. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's owned by one of the tzaddikim and the Irani Dachas, owned by one of the Rishayim. If it's in the Irani Dachas, if it's michutz l'Irani Dachas, only nikbatz l'tocha. But let's say it's in the Irani Dachas, so it doesn't matter who the owner is, whether he's a tzaddik or a Rosha. The Kisvi HaKodesh are included. Probably is. Vasishma l'yiras Hashem, okay, probably I'm sorry.
Sister, I think it is. So, never has been on me in a month. Very good station.
this is a little bit of fear. Schon hat er so liegt sie dort, ja, sie war liegt sie, die gibt er eine Schachbosene. So, sie ist er. Nein, ja, wenn er so liegt, nein, er liegt sie da, wo so, oh, ne, hey, wenn er liegt, das ist er, sie ist er. Nein. first Yisrael, and then the Baruch Hayyid, the next Yisrael, and the Rebbe. The Yirei is not on the Shkedr first. This is by Yom Vok. The Yirei law of the Vok, yes, let us see this Jewish, then on the Rebbe. And Yirei, with all life, doesn't mean to lack the Tawim, I can do Shemin, I use the Rebbe. Now, we're at Surf, and the Rebbe, that's not, then the Rebbe, and the Kharing it. For an old, and Aziz is the Rebbe, and Masal is the Rebbe, and the Aziz is the Rebbe, and 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 Michel Sholem, yeah, who's going on about this? Is your bit of that? He gets in Turk, no, we must be the same as the barn, yes, you don't hit me and shout that it is Nicky. I'll show them with no pen, you know, with my little pet. Now, with me, he will keep boost the rest of the CSEs. I was about to show what she had to eat, I'll be best in it, Nicky, say this, this market. He keeps looking, you're ever so he, you're left it. And the lead time, he, it's a shout, left it, but I'm very good at the left it, then or Balanik about Narasi in the Lukas didn't Zuz and Mogs if this is yes. You did for and the Zuz and Mog in the living, you know, both the silly man and Annaby. This was in the Mog in the river, but you're out in your soul with us and you're in the soul like one makes a leaf. You're the part of our place in Sahad, you know, you should not that's all of the Zuz and Mog back in it. Oh, he's a Sahad, you know, you didn't make it of a softness, this is soon out, no, with this only. Sahad, you know, in the Zoga, them come with them sit this in the Sheikh, but in the Zoga, there's an after day, there was never Zoga. The Vies Tama Zoga, those stand at the rock, I see a bit of snow, so well, and you see, this is not after day. The Guna must have the Zoga, and it is not known. All the softness, this is a Sahad, you know, in the Zoga, and it is not known. Mercy, there is Zoga, and it is Zoga, and it is not known. All the softness, even the Mecca, the Lomissi, you can't be the Fahad on the Lausa, did you?